Good afternoon, everyone. How about that weather, huh? Unbelievable. Hope you're enjoying it outside. Maybe listening to CFRB on your headphones, portable radio, walking about town, or maybe in a convertible in a car. Great stuff. Hope you're enjoying this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and most of all, accessible technology show. So even if you're more tech shy than tech savvy, it's okay. You'll understand everything discussed on Tech Talk this hour. No jargon here, honest. Popular topics on this show include computers, great websites, high-definition televisions, stereo systems, mobile phones, portable music players, camcorders, GPS navigation units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. New articles this week include how to use your PC to create a budget and stick to it, and what to look for in a new camcorder. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's the latest in cell phones with Sony Ericsson. After our first break, we'll explore what's new when it comes to cell phones, also known as mobile phones or wireless phones. We'll discuss in plain English what the latest features are and why they may be important to you and your needs. And we'll also chat about the future, where it's all going, sort of a glimpse into the next 5 or 10 years when it comes to cell phones. That'll be towards the end of the show. We'll be joined after the first break by Jennifer Bromley, head of marketing for Sony Ericsson Canada, to answer your questions. So start calling now to get in on the queue. And I'll tell you about our amazing grand prize in a moment. But to call in on Tech Talk with your questions about buying a new cell phone, the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, we're going to shortly, in a couple moments, head into our topic on what to look for when it comes to cell phones. And you know the drill on this show. There are no dumb questions. Give us a call and you'll be eligible for our amazing grand prize. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. And it's also free on your mobile phone. Speaking of mobile phones, Star 8255. That's Star TALK. Okay, we have an outstanding grand prize today for one lucky listener, courtesy of our friends at Sony Ericsson Canada. Anyone who gets on Tech Talk this hour with a question or comment about our theme on cell phones is eligible to win a brand new one. And it's no shoddy phone, I'll tell you. It's the Sony Ericsson K850i CyberShot phone, Canada's first 5-megapixel camera phone for incredible picture taking and sharing. Whoever gets on the air this hour is eligible for a call back near 1 p.m. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, "I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB, then the Sony Ericsson K850i CyberShot phone is yours for free. Again, we're going to call somebody back who's already been on the air. We're going to call you close to 1 o'clock. Don't say hello when you pick up the line. Dwayne is heartless, I'll tell you. He'll just go to the next caller at my instruction. So if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, "I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB, then the Sony Ericsson K850i CyberShot phone is yours. And it's called CyberShot phone for a reason. You know that Sony brand, CyberShot. This is Canada's first 5-megapixel camera phone, which looks great when you print them out, unlike the first and second or even current generation camera phones on the market. All right, so that's going to be our theme in about 5 minutes or so after our first break. But, you know, let me tell you what I've been up to. On Thursday, I went to San Francisco and I had a visit of Pixar Animation Studios. Unbelievable. My kids were in awe of me. I went to the place, the birthplace of Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, Toy Story, Ratatouille. Unbelievable. So, and I caught a glimpse. I'd love to tell you about it, but I can't. I signed an NDA, but I caught a great 15-minute collection of scenes from the upcoming film this summer called WALL-E, WALL-E. I could tell you what it is in a nutshell. This I'm allowed to tell you. It's a robotic love story, and it's great. Kids and kids at heart are going to love WALL-E when it comes out this summer. So I had a tour of Pixar Animation Studios just outside of San Francisco. I think it's in Sunnyvale. And it was amazing. Very, very cool. As a animation film lover, it was quite a treat to walk through. Talk about high security. Not only did I have to sign my life away with all these waivers and NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, but I also had to give my cell phone into put it into a Ziploc bag and give it to security. and they checked our laptop bags, our suitcases, anything that was a recording instrument, like a voice recorder, or a cell phone, a camcorder, all had to go in Ziploc bags. We were numbered. We were given a tag. So, so to prevent piracy, pretty high security. Security wasn't that intense where I was the week earlier in Regina. That's right. Last weekend, I was in Saskatchewan. I was invited to talk at the Spring Home and Garden Show in Regina, and it was my first time to Saskatchewan. And you know that song, I Can See for Miles and Miles by The Who? I know where they wrote it. Talk about the flat province. I've heard that my whole life, but honestly, you could see like a storm coming 6 weeks away. Unbelievable. So I was at the Home and Garden Show, very lovely people, and I spoke about the digital home. I had a series of six talks spread over a few days covering everything from, HDTV 101 to how to set up a surround sound system to wireless networking, the iPod ecosystem, the home of the future. It was really exciting, and I had a lot of great feedback. So I know many are listening this week because I talked to them all about listening to online at CFRB.com, which you can anywhere on the globe where you've got an internet connection. So thanks for the very warm and wonderful hospitality. And it was great to spend some time in Regina. Very, very good stuff. Hey, I've been getting a lot of buzz for this blog post. You know, my blog at sync-blog.com, S-Y-N-C. I was writing about, if you remember, I talked about this about a month or two ago, a website called worldtaximeter.com. If you're traveling, speaking of traveling, if you're going to another city like San Francisco, Boston, London, Los Angeles, Madrid, New York, Paris, Prague, you can actually type in where your hotel is, and it will give you a very good estimate on how much it should cost you in the taxi cab. So you don't feel like you were taken. So many times I've traveled and I know the cab driver took me in a roundabout way. And if you're a taxi driver listening right now, we got a lot of negative comments on my post for that. And I'm not insinuating that all taxi drivers are crooks, because probably more passengers are than taxi drivers. But I know for a fact that I've been taken the roundabout way, because I've been to that city before. And when I realized it was too late, it was too late. But, this is a great way of typing in where you're going, and it'll tell you how much it should cost for you to go there. It's worldtaximeter.com. Why am I bringing it up again now? Well, Toronto has just been added. So if you have relatives, family who are coming to Toronto, tell them to go to worldtaximeter.com. Type in your origin and where you're going to, your destination, and it'll give you a rough idea how much it should cost, even including like 407 and things like that. Pretty cool stuff. Worldtaximeter.com if you're interested in that. And finally, I was on the Jim Richards show, his showgram. He's in for John Donaby this weekend. And I talked about ways to recycle your computer. Spring is here. Let's talk about spring cleaning and, Earth Day and all that. And there is an environmentally way to get rid of your computer, whether you want to recycle and donate it. So I did talk on his program about it, but I received a flood of emails for those who didn't catch it. So I thought I'd quickly go over them again. So here are five steps to how to best recycle your old computer, keeping the environment in mind. Number one, first and foremost, back up your important files. Before you do anything to your computer, back up everything that matters to you and do it twice. Do it on a USB thumbstick, burn a recordable DVD, get an external hard drive. Whatever you do, just make sure you do it once or twice and double check that all your information was on there, like irreplaceable photos. Secondly, wipe your hard drive clean, because even though you're doing a good deed, there is such a thing as identity theft. You want to clean off the hard drive. Go to download.com, type in clean drive or format drive, and you'll find many free tools that will erase the contents on your drive before you donate it. Number three, salvage what you can. Keep the environment in mind. If you think you can reuse that monitor or that mouse or keyboard, you don't have to donate or recycle that along with the computer itself if it's a desktop computer. Number four, find a reputable recycling location. A great website called ERA.ca, which stands for Environmental Recycling Association. ERA.ca will tell you the best places to drop off or to call for have your PC picked up. And if you can donate it, if you get a receipt for it or not. So it's a great comprehensive website. Just click Toronto when you're there, ERA.ca. And finally, spread the word. If you're doing a good deed, it's great to share that news with others. We have to take a short break. When we return, more with Tech Talk. We're chatting with Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson Canada about the latest in cell phones and giving away a fantastic one as well. We'll be right back. But right now it is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. wanted to know about the latest cell phones, but were afraid to ask. We're fielding your calls. If you've got questions about what to look for, what are some of the coolest new features that you may want to take advantage of with your latest cell phone? 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. In a moment, I'm going to introduce you to Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson Canada to stay with me for the rest of the show and answer your questions about cell phones. But I want to remind our listeners about our amazing grand prize today. Anyone who gets on Tech Talk this hour with a question or comment about our theme on cell phones, they're eligible for a call back at the end of the show. We're going to call you. So we're going to get your phone number when you speak to Jill, our wonderful screener, and we're going to call somebody randomly, pick a name out of the hat, so to speak. And if you answer the phone with the secret phrase just before 1 p.m., you'll win our grand prize. What is that secret phrase you're asking? It's, I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB. So if you answer with that phrase, the Sony Ericsson K850i is yours, valued at about $399. Great stuff. Okay, as promised, we've got Jennifer Bromley in the studio. She's the head of marketing for Sony Ericsson Canada. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me here. I'm very excited to be on the show.
Great. And we've worked together before as a journalist. I've contacted you. You've helped me out many times. So it's great to meet you face to face.
Yes, finally, at long last.
All right. So let's jump right into it, Jennifer. Let me first ask you, we know a phone can make a call, receive a call, but that's a serious understatement in 2008 when they can do so much more. Please give us an idea of what are some of the coolest new features that a cell phone can handle today, and tell us a bit about the one we're giving away, and thank you again for providing that, the K850i.
Thank you. Our pleasure, too. Yes, mobile communications has evolved so far beyond simple voice communications into what is now a true multimedia and entertainment experience, where you can do so much more and just have so much more fun with your cell phone. So that's whether you want to take it while you're running to track your distance and count your calories while also listening to your favorite music along the way. Or else if you're just out with the kids in the park and you want to capture that spontaneous moment, we've got camera phones that can now do that. And even video calling.
So yeah, and I know that's a feature with 3G, which is the buzzword for the latest in speeds. It's also known as HSDPA. Rogers is the exclusive carrier for that in Canada. And that does allow you to chat like a web camera in your pocket. You can chat face-to-face video calling if your phone supports it.
Yeah, absolutely. It allows you to do a whole wide range of things, including video calling, so you can look at one another. You can actually show them what you're seeing while you're doing it. You can even share pictures while having that video call going. So it's really kind of fun what you can do.
I love one of the ads of a woman shopping, and she brought the phone with her, and she's pointing at the dress. And you see her friend in a picture-in-picture window on the other end of the phone, shaking her head, saying, nah. Not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a
exactly.
Cute commercial, but that's a good idea of what you can do today. It's very powerful.
I had a colleague recently, and this is a true story. He was out at a business meeting and excused himself for a few moments because his wife was calling him. She was at a school concert with his child, who was just coming on stage to play the drums. So he was able to watch the performance from his Sony Ericsson phone because they had that video call up. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
So this K850i that we're giving away, and I want to jump to the lines in a moment, but this is the top of the line camera phone for Canada.
Yes, that's right. It's just been introduced and it is really packed with all kinds of the latest camera technology. And, you know, we really do have a unique advantage at Sony Ericsson because we're part of that Sony family. We can bring forward the best in class experiences because we have very powerful and well-renowned sub-brands like CyberShot. So this camera phone has 5-megapixel capability, which means that you can get a high resolution photo, even if you're printing out an 8x10 photo. Plus, it's got all kinds of advanced features that are to put right at your fingertips. So that's a xenon flash, which is just like a regular flash that you get on a digital camera. Autofocus with face detection. Best pick, photo fix, so you can get the best out of that picture. We've even got GPS capabilities on it so that you can keep track of where and when those photos were taken.
Oh, that's neat. And I know that the phone is replacing traditional devices like iPods because they can now store thousands of songs and cameras and now GPS units. It's the latest thing your phone is going to replace eventually. And that's where it's all going, which we'll talk about towards the end of the show.
Yeah, it becomes something that really you only need this single device. And in fact, if you buy that phone, the K50i CyberShot from Rogers right now, they're throwing in a free 8 gig memory upgrade so you can store up to 13,000 pictures. So really all you need for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think so. Awesome. Let's start with April in downtown Toronto. April is eligible for a call back at the end of the show if she answers answers the phrase correctly with that secret phrase that I'll give out again a couple times, she'll win that K850i. Thanks for calling, April.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what's the best company to buy a plan from? Like Fido and stuff like that.
Well, April, it really does depend on your own needs. Sony Ericsson phones are available from either Rogers or Fido. And one of the unique advantages that those two carriers have to offer is the fact that it's a GSM network, which means that if you're traveling and you want to take calls when you're in Europe, for instance, or Asia, it's very easy to do that using those phones. But there's a wide range of rate plans available, so I think you really just need to go and talk to them and see what suits you best.
Mm-hmm. Great question, April. And to clarify, there's sort of two wireless standards or networks in Canada. One is the GSM that Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson was explaining, and that is sort of the worldwide standard, GSM. And the two major carriers in Canada are Rogers and Fido, which are one and the same, actually. And then the other major platform is called CDMA, which the biggest players are Bell and Telus. And those are great within North America, but they traditionally don't work outside of the continent unless you get one of these new hybrid phones. I think there's only one or two on the market that combine, they fuse both CDMA and GSM together. So that's just a bit of a backgrounder for those who, so that's why even though there's number portability now, you can keep your phone number if you switch from, say, Bell to Rogers, you often can't keep the same phone because one works with CDMA and one works with GSM.
And that's one of the other nice advantages of the GSM technology is those phones come with what's called a SIM card, which is actually where your phone number resides rather than in the handset itself. So when you have that and you want to start upgrading your phone or swapping phones, you can do that very easily. It's very easy to remove the back cover, take mm-hmm. that SIM card out and put it into another phone, which is not something that you can do with the CDMA. So that's one other advantage.
And I'm glad you brought that up just quickly before we go to a break. If you are a Bell or Telus customer and you win this CyberShot phone, which is with Rogers, you can still use it as a digital camera, camcorder, music player. And if you travel to another country, what you can often do is when you land in, say, Asia or in Europe, you can actually buy a local SIM card there and pop it into the phone and you're charged on those minutes there. So you can still use this phone if you're a Bell or a Telus customer with just those minor caveats. So keep that in mind. When we return, we're going to really dive into the calls because we haven't really yet. And we've got lots of great questions I can see on my screen about the latest in cell phone features. So we will be joined again by Jennifer Bromley, head of marketing for Sony Ericsson Canada, after this break. And of course, taking more names because we're going to call one of them randomly at the end of the show to give away this $400 handset. Handset is another name for a cell phone these days. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. New this week includes articles on how to use your PC to create a budget and stick to it, and what to look for in a new camcorder. But on today's Tech Talk for the hour, we're chatting with Jennifer Bromley, head of marketing for Sony Ericsson Canada, to answer your questions about cell phones. What's new with the latest cell phones on the market if you're itching for an upgrade? Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So we are taking your calls and keeping everybody's phone number because we're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of the show, answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is, I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB. And you've won yourself the top-of-the-line Sony Ericsson K850i. It's the CyberShot phone that's worth $399, brand new to the market, 5-megapixel camera phone, and a slew of other bells and whistles. Without further ado, I want to jump right back into the calls. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Dan in Brampton. Thanks for holding on there, Dan.
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I got a letter from Bell some time ago telling me that I have to replace my dual-mode phone because they're
right.
Eliminating analog mm-hmm. broadcasting. And I want to know if you can tell me why I would have to replace a phone that already works on a digital network with a strictly digital phone.
Jennifer, do you know? Because I'm not sure. Because if it's dual, to me it makes, I don't know why you'd need to, because if the analog line is cut off.
Right,
then,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
It might be because of the nature of the services that they're offering over the network, and perhaps they are phasing out all of the ones that are on their analog service, because the switch, the upgrade from analog to digital does allow them to do much more, including making sure they're managing their network traffic much more efficiently so that you get fewer dropped voice calls or blocked calls. Plus, it's what allows you to do all those high-speed applications like the video downloads or music downloads or video calling and sharing of pictures. And I would imagine that it's their new services that they're introducing that are likely also offered only on the digital network, which means that perhaps the phone that you have today will be outmoded and not be able to take advantage of those services.
And I know that in the States, well, as they're facing a digital TV transition in February of next year, they're freeing up the analog signals for other things like EMS and other sort of emergency 911 dispatch and things like that. They're freeing up those bands for other city-specific purposes. So perhaps in the wireless space in Canada, they're also doing something, and they want as less interference as possible. So they're not going to be supporting the analog network. Let's go to Chris in North York. Hi, Chris. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, no problem. I was just wondering. I used to have a Sony Ericsson 610, and that one kind of had to replace that one. I got the 810, but the phone is locked. I download songs and stuff. I want to use it for my alarm clock, and I can't do that. I was just wondering, the new phones, are they going to continue doing that? Because I know that's an order from basically Rogers to do that.
That's right. Yeah, whether or not the phones are locked, it's subject to the carrier, because what they do is they introduce it at pricing that's subsidized to try to make it more affordable to you. But as a result, they end up locking the phone so that you can't switch from carrier to carrier. You can actually buy unlocked phones if that's what you're interested in, and you can go to Sony Style, any of the Sony Style stores, and they carry all of our Sony Ericsson phones as well, and those are unlocked.
Mm-hmm. Some Canadians, and I've read this many times, and I receive these types of emails, they're frustrated that the carriers have a really strong, they have like a stranglehold on customers often, because they dictate which phones you can use. And, you know, yes, you are incented to hold on for 2 or 3 years because it'll reduce the price of the phone if you commit to a 24 or 36 month period. But a lot of Canadians just want to buy the phone because they like the phone and then decide who they use it with. But it gets complicated with carriers' involvement, as well as the fact that some are CDMA, some are GSM, and there's no interoperability at this point. So we'll see where it goes, but I hear ya. We are talking with Jennifer Bromley, head of marketing for Sony Ericsson Canada, discussing the latest in cell phone features. Let's see who's been waiting for a while. I think Joe from downtown has been very patient, but hopefully enjoying the raise. Joe, you're on News Talk 1010.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Actually, you answered my earlier question as to what phone to take to go to Europe, but I will ask another one regarding your 5 megapixel on your new telephone there. Mm-hmm. I'm a photographer, and I'm just wondering just exactly how good this phone is. Cause, you know, all the other phones that have so-called camera phones, they're useless.
Right, and this camera phone, the unique advantage, as I mentioned earlier, is the fact that it integrates the CyberShot technology, and CyberShot really, truly does understand what it takes to make a great camera. They've proven it out there with their straightforward digital cameras, and now they're bringing that to Sony Ericsson camera phones. So for an example, so it's got the 5-megapixel camera, which is much the same as any digital camera that you can buy just as a standalone. Plus, it's got all those enhanced features like face detection to make sure that you don't get an out-of-focus picture if the subject isn't right in the center. Plus, it's got other features such as best pick. So say if the subject of your photo, say you've got a dog and it's moving, it's hard to get that clear, crisp picture. With Best Pick, what it does is in a single click of the button, it takes a series of 9 photos that you can scroll through on the camera and decide which one is the best one and get rid of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got things like autofocus that helps make sure you get that best focus, as well as photo fix so that you get the best lighting and balance on the photo.
Right, so it's not just about how many megapixels, because we know that there are more, there's more to it, like the quality of the lens and focus and the brightness. And so this, it sounds like they've got their bases covered. So
absolutely, yeah. And even unique things like image stabilizer that helps, because sometimes your hand can be a little bit shaky and it can throw off the picture when you're taking it. So that has that built in to try to make sure you do get always that best shot.
Now, Jennifer, Joe said he was a photographer. I understand that Sony Ericsson has this contest going on called The Search. Is it too late to enter your own pictures taken with a cell phone to see if you're eligible to win a grand prize?
You know, we just completed that first wave of the contest where people were allowed to submit any picture they've taken with a mobile phone to win this $10,000 grand prize dream vacation. But what we have right now are all those photos online with our gallery, and consumers can go in and vote for their favorite one. If they do that, they do have a chance to win a Kate 50 CyberShot phone for their very own.
Oh, great.
And what they'll do is help us select the 9 semifinalists who are then going to compete to win the ultimate grand prize.
Right. So there's 3 different categories, 3 winners per category, and then they win a phone from Sony Ericsson, and then they are challenged to take pictures with that specific phone, and then one winner is going to win a $10,000 dream vacation.
Yeah, you got that right.
Awesome. So if you go to sonyerickson.ca, click on the search, you'll be able to see the photos that photographers have taken using their cell phone. You'd be amazed at the quality of, you know, where we're at in 2008 with camera phones with Sony Ericsson. Great stuff. And a very good question from Joe. Thanks for holding on there. Let's go to Marcel in North York. Hey, Marcel, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hey, Jennifer. With this new cell phone technology today, can you guarantee that 10 years or 2 years from now that we're not going to find out that we are putting ourselves in harm's way with regards to electromagnetic fields?
Marcel, well, thank you very much for that question. And clearly that is something of concern to any consumer and to any company that's involved in this industry. And certainly we work very hard with our product development and engineering fields to make sure that our phones are as safe as we can possibly make them. I know that in all of the independent studies that I've seen outside of even Sony Ericsson's own, there is no evidence of anything like that. Though, of course, I don't think that anybody could guarantee what will happen 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. But we certainly are putting our best efforts towards making sure that they are totally safe.
And yeah, because at this time, we've actually seen to the contrary.
Oh, I haven't seen any reports yet. I know that...
It's not hard to find. It's just jump on the net.
There's a few resources that I turn to. One's called radiationtalk.com, and there's other ones that measure the SAR for each phone, basically measuring how much radiation they're giving off. I know this is a really hot debate, and it's been debated many times on CFRB as well. And I'm sure we're not going to hear the end of it. But just like fast food and smoking, we'll see where it goes. But obviously, there's a responsibility for the user as well to not, you know, have that phone taped to their head 24/7. I mean, let's get real here. But a very valid question, and. You know, I thank you for that. And that was great. We encourage you to call in with your questions or comments about cell phone use this hour. As a little thank you, Sony Ericsson has donated a grand prize, the K850i CyberShot phone with 5-megapixel camera built in. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. But the time is 12:40. You know what that means. Let's check in once again with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Cell phone is so old, it still has a rotary dial on it, but bum. You'll enjoy today's talk with Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson Canada about the latest features in cell phones. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
There's one program that I love to use called Viigo, V-I-I-G-O, and what it is an RSS aggregator. For those who haven't heard that term before, RSS simply stands for Really Simple Syndication. What that means is that if you are like a particular topic for me, technology, video games, and the like, then you can have headlines pushed to your phone. So you subscribe to, you know, when you search the web, you'll see a little orange icon often says RSS. You just click that, and with Viigo on my phone, I can have the headlines pushed to me as soon as they're updated. And when I want to read the full article, I just press another button. It's very convenient, and it's tailoring the news to my tastes. So if I'm not interested, say, in sports, then I don't have to scroll through a website to read things that I'm not interested in. It comes to me. So it's pretty neat stuff. That's just a taste of what you can do with cell phones today, Jennifer. We talked about camcorder replacement for, you know, I mean, within reason. It's a convenient recording solution. Talked about MP3 playback, GPS, and with the K850i, really high quality camera built in. So thanks for providing the prize that one of our lucky listeners will win today.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're very happy to provide it. And yes, in terms of getting access to news and information, there are a range of new ways that you can do that, including the RSS feeds. And as you say, that could be perhaps stock tickers or, you know, perhaps for me, it might be the latest fashion tips or who is wearing what on the red carpet. But also with the advent of 3G and HSDPA, it is so much easier to get that content downloaded to your phone very, very quickly if you do want to read the full story. Plus, it comes with all the imagery and graphics to support it. And Sony Ericsson is always constantly working on ease of use and the whole user interface to make sure that it is as simple and we minimize all the frustration for consumers as possible. So we're just introducing things like pan and zoom that allow you to select a certain part of that web page and then blow it up immediately. So it makes it so you're not constantly scrolling back and forward and having that frustrating experience.
Right, and reducing crow's feet by staring at a 2-inch screen.
Exactly.
All right, so if you would like this $400 phone, we're going to call somebody back randomly who's been on the show today with a question, and you have to say the secret phrase just before one. I'm going to give it out one more time. I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB. If you say that, When we call you in about 10 minutes, this Sony Ericsson K850i CyberShot phone is yours. Thank you, Jennifer. The numbers again, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. In the GTA, 872-1010. That's 416-872-1010. And on your cell phone, star 8255. That's star 8255 or star TALK. And you'll get in on the queue to have your question answered about the latest in cell phone technology. Avthar from London. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, how are you all?
Fine, thank you.
I have a question. Ever since the phone used to be with Ericsson, and I noticed the volume of the phone and the ringtones are always very low, even with Sony Ericsson at this moment. Is there any changes been done?
Okay, so the volume and the ringtones are low, this caller claims.
Well, I mean, a clear option that I have no doubt you would have tried already is maximizing the volume on that to make sure it's coming through as loudly as possible. We also have a couple of other options that are available to you if you're having trouble hearing it. One of the unique things about our phones is that they ship with stereo headsets. So that means that you're allowed to put the earbuds in both ears rather than just having it in one ear, which means you get that optimized sound experience. You could also choose to add on one of our Bluetooth headpieces that would make sure that you've got the sound right in the ear and you'll always hear it ringing.
Mm-hmm. And Bluetooth is simply wireless, so it's hands-free.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Exactly. And then as a final option, you could also put your phone to vibrate to give you that added prompt when a call is coming through. Or if you're a real tech guru, we actually have Bluetooth watches so that when a call is coming into your phone, you can just quickly take a look at that watch and it will let you know the call's coming in and who it's coming from.
Yeah, that's super cool. And I've written about these Sony Ericsson Bluetooth watches before. My favorite feature is that if you walk too far away from your phone, it rings, your watch does, it vibrates and has a tone. So you know, because I always leave my cell phone somewhere. So that's my favorite feature of that watch, by the way.
Yeah, and you know, Sony Ericsson is always coming up with these new and really fun innovations so that you can just have a great time with it all. One of the ones that we just announced recently at CES in January was a new feature called Gesture Control that will be coming out on the market soon in Canada. And what that one actually allows you to do is if you have your phone and it's ringing, you can actually simply wave your hand over top and send the call to voicemail. Or if you're using it as an alarm clock, again, you can just wave your hand over top instead of having to take it and fight to find that button to turn it off.
Oh,
so
that's
we're
great.
Always introducing these new ways to interact with your
Amazing,
phone.
Amazing, where it's all going. Let's talk with Radha in Mississauga. Hi there.
Hi, Mark, and how are you guys?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling about a phone that's called Kudu, and it's made by Samsung.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, what do you think about it, and have you heard about this phone, Kudu?
Okay, from what I understand, it's from Motorola, not Samsung, but it is a flip phone, and it does kind of look like the Motorola Razr. Mm-hmm. The Kudu's real name is the W385, and it is a Bluetooth phone, so you can use a wireless headset similar to what Jennifer was just talking about for hands-free chatting. It also has a speakerphone for hands-free chatting. I know that there's a, you know, depending on which carrier you're using it with, there's an incentive where you don't have to pay for the phone at all.
Yes.
But again, it's with, you know, you have to commit to a 24 or 36 month carrier commitment or contract.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the K-O-O-D-O or the Motorola W385. I haven't tried it myself, but it looks and feels, from what I understand, very similar to the Razr. So if you like that form factor where it's super thin, then that might be for you. But sorry, I haven't tried it myself personally, but great question. Let's go to Sandy in Mississauga as well. Hi, Sandy. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. First of all, I love what you just said about the two-ear earbuds. Oh, my God, that would be so useful. My goodness, I only have one, and I need to cover the other ear half the time. But anyway, I'm a photo fanatic. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Photomat Booth, but that was my first job.
Oh,
so
sure.
I love taking photos. Do you guys remember?
Absolutely.
I do. I'm dating myself.
I was sitting in those little yellow booths for years. But anyway, I currently own a Razr, and the photo quality is really not good. But my question, the reception is even worse. So my question is it the phone that gives the bad reception or is it the service that gives the bad reception?
Well, Sandy, it's actually a combination of both. It does in part have to do with the carrier and the number of towers and your proximity to one of those towers at any given time. So that's one layer of it. But it is also very much associated to the manufacturer of that handset and how many antennas and the quality of the antenna that is built inside it. And that is something that we spend a lot of time working on. And I'll actually use this as a moment to brag a little bit because we were very proud to have won the very prestigious J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest customer satisfaction. And that was awarded to us based on the designs of our phones, the features, but also those really important baseline factors like durability, battery life, as well as the constancy of the connection.
Excellent. Thanks, Jennifer. Our guest is Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson Canada. When we return, more to your calls. And of course, we're going to call you and give away a K850i CyberShot phone. Stick with us. Very nice. Call me Blondie. But you know what? We're going to turn the tables and we're going to call you in a couple of moments if you've been on the air with your question or comment about today's theme, cell phones, obviously, then you're going to win the grand prize if you say the secret phrase. We're joined by Jennifer Bromley once again from Sony Ericsson Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Let's go right back to the lines. Speaking of music, I think Sean from Markham has a question about music and phones. Thanks for calling, Sean.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering if there was a Bluetooth device that will act both as a headphones for listening to MP3 music and as a handset for answering calls.
Yes, Sean, absolutely. Sony Ericsson does offer the widest range of accessories out there. And we have a range of Bluetooth stereo headsets that you can use to make sure you do get that amazing Walkman music listening experience. We also have a number of other accessories that you can add on to it that are also Bluetooth that if you want to listen to the music and also share it with your friends, we've got speakers that allow you to play that music out loud. So there's lots to choose from.
And Sean, the Bluetooth stereo headphones, the phone has to support stereo Bluetooth, which is a bit different than the regular mono Bluetooth. So if you've got all your music stored on your phone and you put on a pair of those wireless Bluetooth stereo headphones, then you can listen to music untethered, something the iPod can't do because it's got the cord dangling there. And yeah, when a call comes in, you can have it set up for it to immediately pause the music and you'll hear the person calling, and there's a built-in microphone in the headset that will hear you, the person that is calling can hear you, or you could set it up for you to press a button on the headphone and it'll take the call. It's up to you. Great question though, and we don't really have time to talk about Walkman phones, Jennifer, but that if you're more of a music fan than a photo enthusiast, there's some great stuff you can find there at sonyericsson.ca, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to go to the lines. We're going to call you opposed to what Blondie says. And we're going to see if you remember the secret phrase to give away this brand new phone. And I will take this opportunity to thank you very much, Jennifer, for coming.
It was my pleasure to join the show. Thank you, everyone, for your call-in and questions.
Great. Let's see if they remember.
I'm answering the call on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hey, congratulations. Who's this?
I was Dan from Brampton.
Dan from Brampton. You are the owner of the Sony Ericsson K850i 5-megapixel camera phone. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Excellent. So there you go. This is a brand new phone, brand new to the market, one of the first in Canada to have it. Thank you again, Jennifer Bromley from Sony Ericsson Canada. You can get more info, sonyericsson.ca. Now, coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. New articles this week include how to use your PC to create and stick to a budget and what to look for in a camcorder. I'm Mark Saltzman, signing off for Tech Talk. Thanks, Jill Malbouf, our screener, and Dwayne Bishop, our tech op. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.